Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station.
Hello, I'm Mark Price. I'd like to talk to you today about the importance of homework and the fact that little things truly do mean a lot. In Toledo, Ohio, a young boy named Tommy was in the hospital. He was burned over 80% of his body, and there was less than a 50% chance he would survive. Tommy knew his chances weren't very good and daily got worse. His parents would visit and tried to hide their feelings, but Tommy saw through their strained emotions and just got weaker. One day, Tommy's teacher dropped by to see how he was doing and bring him messages from his fellow students. Before she left, she handed him some schoolwork. She said, "Now, Tommy, this is your homework. You'll need to complete this if you're ever going to catch up." As early as the next day, Tommy showed signs of recovery. It wasn't long before he was taken off the critical list. When Tommy got home, his parents asked him about the abrupt change in his condition. They asked what made the difference. Tommy said, "When you and the doctors came to see me, I could tell how upset and unhappy you were. I know you tried to cover it up. I know you tried to make me feel better, but I could tell that you didn't think I was going to make it. Then my teacher came in, and when she gave me homework to catch up, well, that sort of told me I was going to be all right. I mean, you don't give homework to someone you think is going to die." I don't know whether the teacher was consciously trying to encourage Tommy with the homework or whether it just happened. I don't think it matters. The important thing is that it worked. In the whole scheme of things, the homework was a little thing. But remember, little things do mean a lot. This is Mark Price. Thanks for listening.
Mark Price is a writer and San Diego businessman. His commentaries on how individuals can make a difference are broadcast regularly on this station. Listen again for Mark Price.